Next patient is Eric Redmond. That's E-R-I-C. Eric. Redmond, R-E-D-M-O-N-D. Redmond. R-E-D-M-O-N-D. Date of birth is 2/15/1960. Date of visit 1/31/22. Please make a copy for Leslie Williams, M.D. Leslie, L-E-S-L-I-E, Williams, M.D. Next, dear Leslie, thank you for sending Eric Redmond for evaluation. Next paragraph, chief complaint is shortness of breath and cough since over 2 years. Next paragraph, first present illness. This is a very obese one-year-old male who has a past history of asthma and chronic bronchitis, has been wheezing and has been orthopneic, and complaints of subambulating, and was experiencing some chest pains as well. Period. The patient has snoring and possible sleep apnea, but had not had any polysomnogram as yet. He recently had a CBC and labs which were unremarkable. And the BUN was 13, creatinine 1.2. And a normal cholesterol. The patient also had a complete cardiac workup done recently, which apparently is unremarkable. And the 2D echocardiogram done 6 months ago in July 21, showed overall left ventricular systolic function to be normal, and the right atrial size was normal, mitral valve was within normal limits, and the aortic valve appeared structurally normal. Estimated LVEF was 60 to 65%. And there was no significant evidence of pulmonary hypertension. The patient had a chest CT, which was also done in July 21, and it showed no evidence of showed no evidence of any significant lung nodules, and there was no pleural effusion. And PFTs showed evidence of mild restrictive as well as obstructive disease. Patient was previously on a Trilogy Ellipta inhaler. But has not been using it regularly. Next paragraph, past history has included history for obstructive sleep apnea on CPAP, history for splenectomy in 1968, prostatectomy in 2010 for prostate cancer, history of hypertension for more than 3 years, and no history of diabetes. Is overweight. Next, habits the patient smoked one pack per day for 20 years. Quit in 05. Alcohol use occasional. Next paragraph, allergies, none listed. Next paragraph, family history. Mother died of lung cancer. Father died of multi-organ failure. Next paragraph. Med list included lisinopril, 10 mg a day, Flovent HFA, 110 micrograms, 2 puffs BID, and Flortalidone, 25 mg a day, 1 aspirin daily, and ProAir inhaler, 2 puffs PRN. Next paragraph. Other system review includes weight gain and fatigue, no sore throat or hoarseness, is wheezing and shortness of breath and cough with asthma, urinary frequency and flank pain, and occasional chest pains. Has no anxiety or depression, but has joint pains and muscle stiffness, no seizures, headaches, or memory loss, no skin rash, no itching. And next paragraph, physical exam. This very obese middle-aged African-American male with a, who is alert and oriented, no acute distress. Blood pressure 135 by 80, pulse 96, respiration 16, temperature 97.2, weight is 350 pounds, saturation 99. HEND norms, phallic pupils reactive. Tangus moist, throat was injected, he has no inflammation. Next supple, no venous distension, drake midline. Chest equal movements with the distant breath sounds. Scattered wheeze in the upper chest with no crackles. Heart sounds regular, so no nest for no mama. Abdomen is soft, benign, no mass, no megaly, the bowel sounds active. The extremities, no lesions, no edema, no calf tenderness. Reflexes of the 1+ with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves are grossly intact, skin, no lesions. Next paragraph, impression number one. COPD with chronic bronchitis and asthma. Number two, obstructive sleep apnea. Number three, hypertension. Number four, borderline diabetes. Number five is obesity. And next paragraph, plan, patient has been advised to use a nebulizer with Duonet solution 3 times a day. Placed on Wixela, Wixela, 250 by 50 micrograms, 1 puff BID. Continue the Ventolin inhaler. PRN, stop the Flovent. Advised to get a copy of his lab work. And he will come in for a follow-up in approximately 2 months. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Leslie Williams, WILLIAMS, MD. Thank you.